With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and we're talking now with Gloucester High School football coach Dan O'Connor. And Coach, welcome back to MSO, and congratulations on the opening day win.
Rick, thanks for having me. Always a pleasure to talk to you, and yes, thank you for the good win for the boys on Friday.
Yeah, tell me about that. You know, more than anything, Dan, tell me about how the kids feel about that win, because you went out, you executed, you beat Somerville 40-something to, what was it, 40? I know it's here somewhere.
42-8.
There you go, 42-8. And so, you know, we know the statistics, but tell me about how the kids feel about themselves, not only today, but going back to the game and you know, what it felt like after the game, because you guys have been building for this for a long time.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I talked to some people earlier in the week, and really what that showing did for us was validate all the work that these young men have put in the offseason. The 6 a.m. workouts all summer long, the runnings at the beach, you know, whatever it might be, you know, when you go out there in week one with the energy that we had to start us off, and really that's the main key. That's what really led us to victory. I thought our kids started out on fire. They were ready to go, and that momentum and that carried through to the entire game, and we were able to do a lot of things well. But after the game, just that, you know, that feeling of this is what all that hard work is for.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you want to validate that. You want to make sure the kids recognize that that hard work doesn't necessarily mean a win in every week, but it does put you in the best position possible each and every week to have success. And, you know, for them to be able to do that was huge for them.
You know, I know you remember and were probably involved in some of those incredible games that Paul Ingram coached against Lynn Classical when Gloucester was down a couple of times and scored late in several of those games. And the Lynn kids, I know a teacher from Lynn, and he was saying, how does Gloucester do it? And, of course, it had to do exactly what you said. Some of those games were late in the season, but it had to do with conditioning and self-discipline and that kind. Plus, add to it, Dan, the emotion and the uplift, I think, that maybe some of the high school kids have with the dedication of this new weight room dedicated to Greg Swinson.
Yeah, you know, Greg, you know, Swinney was a great guy, you know, one of the best, you know, and for a lot of kids my age, we had him as a teacher at O'Malley, and then, you know, sat in his room and listened to Terry talk and get ready for high school. And then to come up here and work with him for the 4 years that we could, it's a, you know, you get emotional thinking about the things that he was able to do in his life, and us being able to put that weight room together in the right way. And kudos to, you know, our athletic director, Mr. LaFada, who really wanted to make sure that we did this for Mr. Swinson, and was adamant that if we're going to do this, we're going to do this the right way and put a good product out for his namesake. And it was just, you know, our kids' parents, really, who played for Swinney or knew who Coach Swinson was, you know, it's huge for our program, huge for our school and our athletic department.
Yeah, and the kids are going to see that every day when they're in the weight room. They're going to see that big mural of Coach Swinson and so on. So that's good to know. Now, I got to ask, you know, the statistics are out there for the offense, and you see that all the time, and we certainly deservedly pump those kids up and mention them, and that's fine, and I want to do that. But also, what I've been doing, Dan, is I've been asking coaches, when they look at the game film, is there something that they see that they might not have had time to really think about during the game? In other words, a kid who's maybe not you know, getting all the stats, but doing exactly what he's been coached to do.
Well, you know, the big thing for us is when you watch our offensive plays and the chunk plays that we had, you see the fakes and the ball, the guys that aren't getting the ball and the play action pass and things like that. So you see Caden Souza, for instance, on Severino's long run there in the first quarter. Caden Souza fakes dive in the middle and ends up taking three guys, including the safety, with him. You know, that they bite on that hard fake that he puts in. And sometimes, you know, you might get a lazy fake and then nobody goes with him. But for him to be able to make a play like that and bring three defensive guys with him that frees up the outside edge a little bit more. And, you know, the blocking downfield was huge for us. I thought Joey Allen had a great game on the outside, just, you know, making blocks on some of those long runs that we had. And that's the key for us is, we got to do the little things well, like you said, and, you know, definitely when we watch film on Monday, we're pointing those things out just as much as we are the long run by the runner.
Mm-hmm. All right, Coach, another home game coming up tomorrow night. I hope to be there, you know, weather permitting and so on. What do you know about Weston?
We played them last year. They're a really well-coached team. You know, they've got some athletes that when they get the ball in space, they'll be able to do some things. They're tough up front. Good linebacker play from them. And like I said, you know, their coach out there is a guy who's been around a while. He was a coach at Marblehead for a little bit. Our game last year was a great game. We ended up losing in a one-possession game, but I thought it could have gone either way. Mm-hmm. And so our kids are excited to get them on our home turf here tomorrow night and get after them a little bit and hopefully have a little bit more success than we did against them last year.
One final question, Coach. The field is now 10 years old, I think, and how's it holding up?
That's good. You know, they came in here a couple years ago, and you know, every year the DPW, Scotty Amaro, and the guys that are in charge of taking care of the field come in and make sure it's to the best shape possible. You know, we had that rain, the winter storm there a few years ago, and they came in right after that and made sure everything was intact and where it needed to be. But, you know, we'll be good. We'll be good to go on Friday.
Great start, Coach. Looking forward to seeing you on Friday. And, again, congratulations and good luck this weekend.
Rick, thank you very much.
Thanks, Dan. Take care. All right, that's Dan O'Connor, who is the Gloucester High School football coach with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.